since he referred everything to him, that includes the abolishing of rule and authority, the completion of his kingdom, and the ending of death. Yet he didn't say, "The Father did this through him." Rather, "He himself will depose, and he himself will subdue under his feet," and he didn't at any point mention his begetter. He was concerned that, because of this, among some of the less rational people, either the Son might appear greater than the Father, or to be a separate, uncreated entity. Therefore, subtly protecting himself, he mitigates the enormity of his statement, stating, "For he subjected all things under his feet," again attributing these lofty achievements to the Father, not as if the Son were powerless. For how could he be, given the great things he previously attested to, and attributed all that was said to him? But it was for the reason I mentioned, and so he could show all things done on our behalf were shared between Father and Son. For that he himself alone was sufficient to subject all things under him. Hear again what Paul says, "Who shall remake the body of our degradation, so it may be aligned to the body of his glory, according to the operation where he is capable of subjecting all things unto himself?"